For our final segment, we spent a few moments describing what defines each of us as people. For some, it was the kind of video games we like. For others, it was things like music and books. As you'll hear, it's tough to choose just one thing.
Well, for me, Brendan, well, the game that mostly best suits my interest is like mostly Kingdom Hearts 2 because it tells a story of a boy by the name of Sora, and he's searching for his long-lost friends who happen to get lost during a trip, during a dangerous cyclone twist. Me, what I'm looking for? I'm looking like a place in the world to make friends and stuff like that. And I can mostly relate to Sora because he feels alone, and yet he wants to search. He's trying to search for his friends that he's been close to for a long time. That's how I can relate to him.
What defines me is mostly, yes, games, but mostly is the music I try to do. Me, I'm like learning to play the guitar, trying to play drums also. But like, I listen to both music and play music. My favorite artist so far is called El Niño. It's a Hispanic Latin type of band that they both talk English and Spanish. So like, their music really gets to me.
What defines me? A lot of things. I'm just going to go for games right now because that's normally what we're really focused on. And what game defines me is Matrix Path of Neo, because I can associate myself a lot with that character. The character Neo, who's Thomas Anderson, whatever, he dodges bullets, he kicks ass, he's awesome. He used to be a computer hacker, probably still, yeah, he kind of still is. And that's a lot of the reasons why I associate myself with him.
What defines me? My poetry, like what I write. Game-wise, what defines me? I'm kind of a avoidant person, so like blood gore, like a lot of these things. Like, I'm just into like games that I can vent my anger in. It's just better that way. Like Grand Theft Auto, which is a very, very nice game. Grand Theft Auto is basically, it depends on the version, but you'll play as some dude who just got out of jail or some dude who's just coming home, and basically the entire point of the game is to piss off the cops. That's the only thing I see doing that game.
I would say books define me. Literature is the language of an intellectual, and I consider myself an intellectual. And literature is a language in and of itself, and it can be used to express things beautifully in a coherent and logical manner. It can be used to express things that are dangerous, things that are new and novel, things that changes the world.
What defines me is languages and books. I already know how to speak two languages fluently, and I'm trying to learn a different one. And what game defines me? Let's see. Metal Gear Solid. I'm a big fan of the gun, so I really like shooting things and blowing things up and fire and things like that.
My name is Emily. I guess that I'm determined, and I'll do a lot to get what I want. And well, I like reading. I talk to people on the phone. I play piano. I've been playing for a long time, but I'm not that good. Like, I'm pretty good, but not as good as I should be for how long I've been playing for. I should practice, like, a lot more than I do, but I've been practicing more regularly now. And it's fun. I really like doing it. I like practicing better because I get really kind of, I always mess up more when I'm, like, playing a song than when I'm just practicing by myself.
What defines Eclipse version 2.0? Too much stuff defines me. I have too much music, too much books, too much games. I can't even pinpoint what my favorite game is. This is too many. If I gave you a list of all my favorite games, you'd be here for 3,000 hours. Gaming does define me, and I'm planning to make that my whole life. Like, I'll center maybe like 99.8% of my life to gaming, and then the 0.2 to the rest of my life, which I actually care about. My friends and family definitely are close.
My name is William, and what defines me is my favorite video game character, Shadow the Hedgehog, because he kind of reflects on my own feelings, because I be feeling like I'm alone in the world. And I always feel like I can never age. I am when a person comes up to me fights, I don't bluff. I will do something about it. I will threaten them or I'll do anything. But sometimes I won't do nothing about it. I just, like, walk away and just call them a weakling. Like Shadow the Hedgehog does.